At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
All righty. Once again, ooh, the sun is out. Look at that. And as we are getting in the spring and it has finally sprung upon us, we also can spring on over to www.watchforthenumber4thehook.com. Check out our latest apparel. It's Michael with
Tatiana.
Michael, how you feeling today?
Well, I'm good.
All right. Well, folks, we're going to jump right on into it. Today, we're going to talk about budgeting and financing as a small business. And one thing I got to understand is a small business, we ain't got a lot of money.
So do you even really have a budget?
Well, I mean, most of them stay in business. And the thing is, when you are budgeting and your budget is kind of small, you got to be real precise on how you count your dollars. Because if you don't budget yourself right, say dealing with monthly expenses and things that are your business, you could put your business in a financial strain. And that financial strain could then turn around and end you up being out of business.
That's true. But I mean, I guess the point I was going at was even for some businesses, budgets don't exist because it's just simply not enough there. It kind of flew over your head.
Oh, you said it wasn't enough equity in the business to have a budget.
It ain't about equity, it's cash.
Oh, no money.
Liquid, yeah.
No money.
Yeah, like sometimes you can't even really budget because it's just not enough flow there.
You gotta wing this.
Yeah, you flying by the seat of your pants.
Oh, yeah, we know about that. Just basically gotta hang on.
Yeah, that's right.
For those folks, you know that not hanging on, but you gotta figure out how to budget your money. We're gonna give y'all a few tips on understanding how to budget and finance. For some businesses, they might have an operating budget. You know, like the operating budget deals with day-to-day expenses, the revenues,
yeah,
organizational expenses. And for most businesses, that's pretty much all you can cover sometimes.
Yeah. Would you consider that to be like part of the overhead? Is the overhead?
Okay.
I just want to hear you say that. A lot of people won't understand it as operations. This is my operation, but no, a lot of people like, this is my overhead. This is what I gotta have to function.
This is what I can pay my two employees. So your employees are overhead.
They are. So is the lights, water.
If you got a brick and mortar, your rent.
Yeah, that POS you paying for. Because that amount, you know, that they charge monthly is gonna be debited or deducted regardless if you bring in that amount or not.
Exactly.
So it's coming out, period.
And that's just stuff that's going to keep reoccurring.
Absolutely, it's reoccurring.
You had it in January. You got it in February.
Yeah.
You got it in March.
Yep.
You're going to have it in May. So
you're going to have it until you decide you don't want it anymore. And at that point, is your business defunct?
Maybe out of business.
I don't know. I hope not.
Yeah.
Hopefully the budget will help you to be able to forecast and project. Like, I'm big on forecasting.
Oh yeah, you really are.
And projecting out. And sometimes you don't like to see what's on paper.
Yeah.
But you have to be realistic as well.
Like, a lot of people understand part of your budgeting is understanding all the fees you have to pay business on.
You have to write that stuff down just like you would your household budget. And I know a few people that don't utilize a budget. And that's fine. Maybe you got so much money that no matter what is debited from your account, you won't go negative. So you cool. And if that's the case, I aspire to be like you.
It's like bowling.
I aspire. But that business budget, honestly, it absolutely mimics the household budget.
Yeah.
What's reoccurring?
Yeah.
What's revolving? Because you can have a revolving debt too.
Talked about that in the last episode.
Yeah. Well, you know, what has to be paid? What can you flow? You didn't hear me say that though.
Sometimes you got to treat your bills like a boot. And sometimes that shit just got to float.
Wait, You got some paddles.
Steering neck to new. You got here kayaking.
That's what I was going to say. Sometimes it's so thin, it feels like a kayak.
You out here just canoodling down the river of life in business. Because
I'm going to get a yacht so I can just float, okay?
Oh, you got a big budget.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to float, and I'm going to hang out there on the bow of the yacht, okay?
you got a yacht. Shoot, you got some money. What money you been hiding?
Please,
you didn't tell me about that operational budget money. On a yacht.
I got the yacht money.
Yacht money. Okay, boy.
Where's my boat shoes?
She got little bit of money. Now tell me something I ain't know.
Whatever.
Yeah, so as we still talk about budgeting, because Ms. Parker got a yacht club budget, we're going to talk about this capital budgeting now. We talked about it a while ago, and we still keep talking about it. It's access to capital. So no capital budget is looking at long-term investments like access, equipment, machinery, and infrastructure. To get that type of shit, you're going to need some capital.
Yeah, you do.
Which means you got to have some reserve money.
Yeah. And that's like, say, for instance, you're in the, hold on, I'm trying to use the right word, the decorating business, right? Yeah. Or apparel decorating business, right?
You climb in, you don't.
Yeah. But if you're doing it at you know, like mass production, at the big scale, that mm-hmm. super scale, where when people outsource, they're sourcing you,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
So now you have to have the decorating equipment. And you probably better have more than one.
Yeah. See, that's where that capital budget comes in the play, because you're going to need that type of machinery, which going to cost dollars.
And you can't go get that basic model.
Oh, no.
That's going to, you know, you can't, listen, getting five of that basic model. The color's not going to come through. The fill-off ain't going to be right. You know, it's not going to operate like you need it to. Can't probably function as long as you need it to, which said that runtime equals dollars.
Runtime equals dollars. And I mean, like you said, you're trying to mass produce mm-hmm. them. Also, if you're trying, mm-hmm. yes. It's a good term.
Mm-hmm.
Term is quick.
Mm-hmm.
How quickly can you turn that machine over and yep. over and over with a product that is completed and ready to be sold?
Yep. Or ship back out to that customer. Yeah. So that's part of that capital. Like, those kinds of equipment costs get expensive.
Real
super expensive.
Expensive.
That's big numbers.
Yep. And that and those type of numbers, you're going to probably have to go to somebody that's giving out or lending capital to get
yeah,
that.
Yeah, buddy.
Most businesses aren't coming in with that type of money already ready to build an infrastructure like that.
Not typically.
Yeah, not typically. You know, unless you get that $1 million loan.
From your guardian. Yeah, that small one. Yeah. And even if in some cases, right, even if you do have this set amount of liquid set aside, right, that can fund your business from startup, some people would probably recommend that you don't use your liquid. Save your liquid for an emergency.
Exactly.
Because we all know it happens.
So,
save that liquid. If you've got a decent line of credit, you use or borrow against, you know, that line of credit. So, yeah.
The words right out of my mouth. Getting that business credit.
Yeah.
Establishing a great line of business credit. Well, like I say, will save your capital budget. And also, you moving to this next one. That cash flow budget.
Boy.
Can be saved also by your business credit. But your cash flow budget is the money that flows in and out of the business.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are making money.
That's at the very last line. You want yes. what's on that last line.
Yeah.
Not the lines in between. Because when you get to that bottom line, you paid everything you needed to pay. Mm-hmm. Now that's your play money. Well, it's not your play money, but still.
That bottom line to tell you whether you're in the red or the black.
Right.
If you're in the red, that means you're in the problem. If you're in the black, then you're in the clear. Because, I mean, listen, there are some money books that have gotten people in lots of trouble because they weren't tracking their debits and credits correctly.
Right.
They was basically lying to themselves, saying, ooh, look at all this money coming in. But wasn't coming up with you, all that money that was going out.
Right. And
that's part of budgeting. If you sitting up there, like, even for us, we've talked about it in other episodes, you all can go back and look, advertising budget, a marketing budget. You got to have a production budget. Like, how much for apparel, how much you willing to spend on each garment? Because you got to be at a reasonable price for your customers.
Yeah, you can't outprice your customers.
Exactly.
And then it's just sitting in wherever you have it housed or stored. It's just sitting there collecting dust.
Exactly. And if you're collecting dust, you're not making money.
You ain't collecting no cash.
Nope. If you want to collect cash, well, you want to get into the cash collecting business, y'all should come by www.watchforward4thehook.com. Click on that podcast money merch. Free informational call with me and Ms. Parker. If you're looking to get into the podcast business, or if you're looking to get into a business of yourself, hey, we got the right format, right plan already set up. The only thing missing is you. Once again, come by www.watchforward4thehook.com. Click that podcast money merch informational tab. And me and Ms. Parker sit down and talk with you.
Absolutely.
You can fit that in your budget. That's free. That call free. You can put that in your budget right
there. Oh, listen. It was free for them, but it's in kind for us.
Yes. Because we've already budgeted that.
Yes. It's in kind for us. Yes.
And like I say, we doing that because we need somebody to do that with us.
Yes. We wished we would have had someone do that for us or with us.
Exactly. To get us going in the right direction.
Right.
And one thing about the direction that you want to keep your budget and finances going, you want to go in the direction where you can stay in business. And a lot of times, I think people get it kind of misconstrued about how to budget and how to finance. One of the things that I looked up is, it's the 50-30-20 rule. The 50-30-20 rule recommends putting 50% of your money towards your needs, which was what we just talked about. Mm-hmm. That's your operational.
Mm-hmm.
Put 30% of your money towards your wants. The wants is going to be that capital. So you want to buy something else.
Enhancement. Yeah.
And then the 20% goes towards savings. And then it just falls in line with your cash flow.
Yeah, it does.
Just like Ms. Parker said, that cash flow, that savings is your rainy day.
Yes, it is.
So just think about the 50-30-20 rule. That still gets you 100%. Just for all the mad heads out there, I want to make sure y'all got that.
So simple.
But, you know, money and math, that's a business.
Yeah, they do. Because, you know, listen, a lot of people say, I don't like math. Listen, let me tell you something. Listen.
You said a lot of people don't like math. I say a lot of business owners say they don't like math. And that makes entirely no sense. It's what you're going to say.
I was just going to say, listen, I do math all day long. Math comes in so many different forms. But at the end of the day, you got to have it.
Yeah.
Because math is very black and white. Ain't no gray area.
Money is numerical.
That's math.
Everything that has money attached to it got some type of numerical value.
And I like money.
Money.
I like money, yeah. So if I need to do a little bit of math, to keep a little bit of money, then that's what I'm going to do. Math and money. Math and money.
Your money.
Yeah, don't say that.
That sounds good. I should record it.
Yeah, no, it did.
Yeah, but Ms. Park, I appreciate you getting on this call. As we talked about today with the podcast, we talking about that budget. And a lot of people are going to be like, man, I don't need to budget nothing, man. I'm going to figure it out as I go. I'm going to tell y'all right now, you're going to cause yourselves big old headaches.
I mean, even if you decide you're going to figure it out as you go, if you write it down, and you write it down like monthly, you're essentially creating a budget.
If you keep in tabs.
Yes, absolutely. Whether it's on a napkin, a poster.
Stationery.
Sticky note.
Spreadsheet.
Notes in your phone.
Any place.
Whatever. You're keeping some type of tab. That's a track. That's a record.
Okay. You keeping track. You keeping records. That's one function. You keeping the budget. We'll catch y'all next time.